feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox about all the Scooble trade stuff. Scott writes in, why isn't Scooble worth the top prospect by himself?
Because he's a rental.
Yeah.
And because he's not likely to stay with the team that trades for him because he's a free agent at the end of the year. And you know that his agent's going to try to command a $50 million salary.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's one of those deals where in the game, rentals don't fetch what players with term get. So if you have a player that's under contract for another 2.5 years and you trade him, that's one thing. If you have a player that's under contract for the last 2 months of the season, you just don't get as much. Now, you should get something good for the best pitcher in the game, and there are people that believe that this might be one of the biggest ticket items sold in Major League Baseball in a long time, and hence it'll get more than most rentals, even from extremely good players. But I don't know, man. I just feel like, Brewers, how serious are you? I'm doing my sell job here.
All right.
Who would do it? Okay. I'm Costa of Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to go big. Where's the all-in move from the Brewers?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're serious, Brewers, you go all in and you get Scooble. And yeah, it's going to hurt. It's going to cost you the top prospect of the game. But there's no guarantee that Jesus Madé is going to be anything other than another. What was the guy's name we were just talking about? Davis, the catcher?
Yes.
Who was once the top prospect in the game and doesn't do anything anymore. Anyway, sorry. I got sidetracked. I'm Costa. Got to go all in. Costa. I'm Milwaukee's Costa. And that would be an all-in move by the Brewers. Wasn't Casey Mize and Spencer Torkelson the number one overall prospect as well? Yep. These are lottery tickets. No, man.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Were either of them ever the number one overall prospect, or they just went 1-1?
Went 1-1.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Torkelson was a number four prospect in 2022. Riley Green was number five that year.
So you can see,
just for reference, Bobby Witt Jr. was number one, Adley Rutschman number two.
Anyway, you know, these are not guarantees.
No, buyer beware, right?
Yep.
Last year, McGonigal was number 28 prospect in all of baseball. And this year, before he was called up, what was he, number two? Or before he made the team, I guess. They'd reshuffled it, and he was number two. Well, now he's already in the majors, so he's off the prospect list.
I mean, when the Tigers offloaded Justin Verlander way back when, the return was not much, it turns out. With all respect due to Jake Rogers, who's a fine backup catcher. But you're not expecting to get a backup player.
No.
Next text. If we trade our best pitcher who won the Cy Young in back-to-back years and don't get another player that is reminiscent of a prospect similar to Kevin McGonigal, it's a fail. Okay, so what was McGonigal rated last year in terms of prospect?
28.
Okay, so are you saying you want a player right now that could be rookie of the year in year one, and there's a guarantee of that? Are you looking for somebody who's in line with what McGonigal was, which is a top 30 prospect? And there's a lot of players and a lot of teams that would have interest that could fulfill that need. In fact, the three teams we talked about, Seattle's got a guy in the top 30. Do the Padres anymore? Their name's been associated. Philadelphia's got a guy in the top 30.
Seattle had two.
Yeah, Seattle's got three, I think. No, they got four. They've got four in the top 30. Why aren't we talking about Seattle more? Going out and pillaging their system.
Didn't he pitch there? College?
What's that?
Didn't he pitch there in college?
Who are you talking about? Scooble.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, my bad. Well, when you said he, and I'm looking at these prospect names, I'm like, I don't know where these guys pitch, dude. They're just Mariners. They're in the Mariners organization.
You're not following Ryan Sloan?
Yeah, where did Ryan Sloan pitch in college? I don't know. Wichita? Rush is 10 times better than Triumph. I knew you were a phony, Gator.
No, look, it's a hot button for Triumph fans. Rush is amazing. And I recognize that most people would say, you're a fool. I happened to really latch on to Triumph when I was younger. I love Triumph.
Yep.
And I don't think they get enough love. And that's why any chance I can, I'm going to put them in the forefront. I love Triumph.
Another one here from Scott. Milwaukee's Costa. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Come on, Brewers. Be the Rams. Because if you don't, I bet the Dodgers will. Let's go.
I'm a little upset with myself because I had the same thought. Not let's do the Costa bit.
Yeah. But
it's just taking that stance, that aggressive stance that many listeners have done. Many hosts on our station have done. Not just Jim.
I'm not picking on Jim. I know you're not stretching the imagination.
But I thought of this the other day when I was driving home. Like, you know, why isn't the message the other way? It's just what you said. Milwaukee fans want to go for it. They want to win a World Series. How are we going to be serious? We're not seeing, you know, Jesus Mate. I mean, he's not playing right now.
Yep.
May not even make the team next year. You know, but who is? Tarek Skubal, hopefully, if he comes back and he's an outstanding pitcher. Let's go over the top. Let's do it. Make the move.
248-539-9797. John's in Traverse City and next on 97.1. Hello, John.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Couple of things. I've been listening to the Tigers for 65 years.
Of course, yeah.
This goes up. This goes down. You know how it goes. I don't think we ought to let Skubal go for anything less than an all-star center fielder and maybe a prospect. I don't know how it
– Well, John, typically, just so you know, typically these trades – maybe you do know this, but teams that are trading for Skubal are trying to win the World Series this year and are not likely to give away a core player. They're likely to give away tomorrow's core players.
Yeah, and a prospect is a prospect.
Yep, and if you want an all-star, my guess is if you want an all-star, you're not going to get one. They're not going to give up a core player. Most teams won't.
Yeah, well, that's my thought anyway.
Let me ask you this, Jen.
We can't let them walk.
Well, no, you can't let them walk, so you're going to have to trade them for something.
If somebody gives you a major league player that's an all-star caliber player right now, absolutely. The probability of that seems highly unlikely given the fact that those teams are they're making the trade for Skubal for now and only now, and they'd be cutting into their lineup to do so.
Yeah, that ship sailed a couple years ago. You might have been able to find something like that if the team that was going to acquire Skubal had 2-3 years of Skubal to do so before he hits free agency. But, you know, with this situation, that's you're never going
to
find
it. I'm no different than you. I'd like to make a better trade than prospects. It just seems very improbable that a team would do that.
Yeah. Well, then maybe Ilitch will pay him the money.
Yeah, yep. I'm not sure. Here's the problem. And I don't need to defend Chris Ilitch in any way. I just feel like we're literally operating in a world with Scott Boras as the agent that no matter what Ilitch offers, Boras will call up the Dodgers and say, will you do a dollar more? And they'll say yes.
In a world where a greedy agent rules all.
You know, if I'm wrong, I mean, if Ilitch offers him more and the Dodgers say no, fantastic. Let's roll. Although I'm not big on some of the people talking about 10-year contracts for Skubal.
No, even eight-year contracts. Nope.
Which is what he's probably looking for.
Well, unless he doesn't get that, and then the fallback is to sign a 3-year deal with an out,
with that, just like Boras did with the contract of Alex Bregman in Boston.
Yeah.
So if all else fails, maybe the Tigers can beat Boston in this particular scenario. All things around the table, Scott.
Yeah.
I'm not a quitter. Are you a quitter? I don't know what that has to do with it.
What?
All right. Hey, Kang. Somebody gave some great advice to you, golf advice.
Yeah, they sent in a late text. They knew we weren't talking about it anymore, but they wanted to let me know that one thing I could do is offer to putt first so everyone else can read the green based off my putt.
That's which is brilliant line.
There you go.
Talking baseball next. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.